Can You Die Here? An essay by Joseph Hardison. I was a Southern boy growing up in North Carolina, so food is just a part of my heritage. Every Sunday after church, all the family would meet at a relative's house for a huge meal. Country ham, fried chicken, collards, boiled potatoes, and all the desserts one hungry boy could dream of. And oh, did I ever enjoy those Sunday dinners. At this point in my life, I could do anything. Apart from my regular job, I served on the board of directors of the Chamber of Commerce as an EMT on the rescue squad and as a part-time teacher at the local community college. Also a veteran and a single father of a wild, playful little boy. Yes, I was the hero of the day, on any day for that matter, faster than a speeding bullet, more powerful than a locomotive, able to leap tall buildings with a single bound. It's a bird? It's a plane? No, it's... I thought nothing could tear me down. Things have a way of changing when you think you have life in control. Slowly and insidiously, I began to falter. After many appointments, it came down to announcing my kidneys had failed. FSGS was the bandit that was stealing my life. Soon, I received a transplant from my brother. But with all that, there were the lifestyle changes, medicines, and especially the new diet. But this transplant lasted over 27 years, somewhat of a record. I wanted to be the poster child of transplant success. But fate began working on me again. I was extremely compliant about my medicines and doctor's appointments, but slowly my replacement part was wearing out. Inevitably, I knew I was going back on dialysis. And with dialysis comes the diet restrictions. Watch your phosphorus, watch your potassium, and by all means, watch the sodium and fluid restrictions. It comes down to choices as a word to replace restrictions. You can decide not to dialyze, and that brings up another limit, the limit on life, about 2 months or less without it. Or you can decide to choose life and make good choices. Learning to read labels was a big education. All the surprising places to hide sodium. I believe the food industry is trying to kill Americans slowly with all the sodium and additives. I just ask any dietitian, and I believe they will agree. Eliminating prepared food and canned foods wasn't all that hard. I just went back to my roots. Fresh is best, so I chose fresh over canned. And what do you know? It works. I keep the sodium as low as possible, and truthfully, even my family doesn't miss it. As a matter of fact, we have noticed that we are more taste conscious of food with too much salt. We just don't eat it. My phosphorus is well controlled on my binders. I have realized that trying to always eat a healthy amount of meat and fish keeps my albumin at the proper level without overdoing my meal with the phosphorus-laden foods. I now only consume brewed iced tea or water, adapting well to life without soft drinks. I truly thought this would be a challenge, but I was able to lay those down without a problem. I really have not missed those sugary drinks at all. Now remember, I'm still the good old country boy at heart that loves tomatoes, potatoes, melons, and bananas. But here again are choices. And this time it's portion size. Oh yes, I could eat a lot of all those foods, but I have found that keeping the portions to the recommended limits does give me at least a taste of the foods I love. A small taste is enough to satisfy me until my next opportunity. I don't have to overdo it. The challenges on the kidney diet are just what we make them. Options and choices are available to help us have a long, happy life. Even though we may not be superheroes, we can still be a hero for so many who still depend on us. No, I'm not faster than a speeding bullet. I'm certainly not powerful than a locomotive, and not even close to leaping a tall building with a single bound. But I am making good choices to be there for those that love me.